Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining this first installment of our new series, 10 for 10, where every day for the next 10 days, as we culminate counting the Omer and leading up into the Chag HaShavuos, Chag Matan Torah, each day we'll be studying one of the 10 Dibros of the Aseret HaDibros, each for 10 minutes or less, and hopefully that will give a great preparation for us to truly appreciate and enhance our Shavuos experience. So the first one of the Dibros, right in the beginning there in Shmos, Perek, Kaf, and Yisro, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shotzicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Me'beis Avadim, Lo Yelcha, Elokim Achirim, Elohim Achirim, Al Panai. This is the mitzvah of, which loosely translated, belief in God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. You need to know that, and implied in that is a commandment to believe that. Or at least that's how the Rambam very famously understands this first Dibra, the first, these psukim. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot, as well as in the Mishneh Torah, counts this in his Sefer HaMitzvot. This is actually the very first mitzvah that is counted out of all the 613. The Rambam thinks there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem. This is famously debated. Many early authorities, notably the Bahag and others, rejected this, questioned the Rambam. After all, how can there be a mitzvah to believe in God? How can there be a mitzvah before there is a belief in a commander? Who's telling me to believe in God before I believe in God? It seems quite circular. It's a very good and strong question, and over the years there have been many, many answers to this question to defend the Rambam's position. It is a complicated sugya, and it's too evolved to get into in such a brief shiur that we will have today, but be aware that that is debated, but the Rambam prominently, not exclusively, others agree with the Rambam, but the Rambam most prominently believes, no pun intended, that belief in Hashem is actually a command and a mitzvah. The command or not, the Rambam, in a certain sense, goes even further in his famous comments to the introduction of the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin in Perek Yud, chapter 10, where the Rambam lists the 13 principles of faith, which have become popularly referred to as the Ani Mamins. The very first of the Ani Mamins, the very first of the principles of faith that the Rambam lays down for us, is that we have to believe in Hashem. So it's not just the mitzvah according to the Rambam, but a foundational principle of Jewish faith, the belief in God. I'd like to, time permitting, make three brief, but I think all of which are important and thought-provoking and meaningful, three points, three harot, three discussions. Number one is, why does the Torah, why did God use the term Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, as opposed to the more popular term that he could have used, the easier term, the more familiar term, Ani Hashem Elokecha. Why does he specifically use the word Anochi? So the Malbim, the Sforno, and others all assume that Anochi, even more than Ani, represents something that is exclusive. There's an exclusive element to the word Anochi. In what sense? So the Malbim says it emphasizes the exclusiveness of God. I, and only I, am God. Or as the Sforno says very similarly, I alone am the prime cause for all existence. That's one kind of approach, that we're talking about an exclusive claim of being the creator, the prime cause. Rashi does not ask this question outright, or you know, isn't bothered outright, but Rashi, based on the comments of Chazal and the Mechilta, addressed this issue, and Rashi says something very profound, I think. God appears to us in different forms. After all, as the Medrash says, when he split the sea and he vanquished the Egyptian army, he looked like a mighty warrior. However, to the Jews, as they saw God appear to them at Har Sinai, he looked like an old man full of mercy, or according to a different version of the Medrash, like a sofer malei chachma, right, and malei rachamim, an old, wise scribe filled with wisdom and compassion and mercy. So the way people at different times in their life experience God, the way the Jewish people experience God at Har Sinai, the way they experience God at the Yam Suf, are not always the same. We experience God in different ways. And therefore, Anochi, you have to realize, exclusivity. No, it's all one and the same. It's all one and the same. No matter how God appears to you, it's all the same God. And I think this is an incredible insight, because I think it's true for us in our own lives as well. There are different times of life where we experience Hashem differently. We see Him, so to speak, differently. The Hashem we feel at the time of a great celebration is not necessarily the same Hashem we feel, or the image that we see at a time of pain. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it is the very same Hashem. That is part of our belief. Thirdly, in a slightly different way, but also I think very fascinating, the Psikta, a different collection of Midrashim. The Psikta says that it's not that God varies in the way he appears based on the experience, but based on the person. According to the sophistication of a person and the intelligence and how learned a person is and how smart the person is, Hatzah Hashem appears to them. But again, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I am the same God no matter who I am appearing to, no matter how they see me. And this also, I think, very much resonates with our own experience. Different people experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. There's no doubt that the sophisticated intellectual experiences and sees, so to speak, Hashem differently than the more simple or uneducated, the more emotional person in a different way than the more rational person. And yet, that's what the Torah is coming to tell us. That's the first Dibra, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am the same Hashem. It's Anochi. No matter who you are, no matter what experience you're having, happy or sad, easy or hard, you're smart, you're not as smart, you're more emotional, you're more rational, intellectual, it doesn't matter. That's the greatness and the multifacetedness of this incredible Anochi Hashem Lokecha. All these different experiences are all real, and they're all one in the same person. Another point, which is worth mentioning, as the Mefarshim do, is why, and this is really striking, we glanced over it when we first read the Pasuk, but when Hashem announces himself, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, what would we have expected it to say? I think many of us would have expected it to say, I'm the Lord your God who created the world. But that's not what the Torah says. It says, Anochi Hashem Lokecha asher hotzisicha, excuse me, tongue twister there for me, I apologize, me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why does God identify himself? Does he announce himself to the world as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim more so than what happened first and might be more obvious, a statement of being God, capital G, as the creator of the world? This question is implied in Rashi, and the Ibn Ezra actually recounts that Rabbi Yehuda Levi explicitly and personally asked him this question. And there are two basic answers in the Mefarshim, both in the Ibn Ezra as well as other Mefarshim picking up one or the other. Rashi, dealing with this implied question, the Ibn Ezra in his second interpretation and the Chizkuni all say the premise here, why does God identify himself by anything? The premise is to explain why we're obligated to listen not only to this, but to the other 612 mitzvos. And that is because of great kindness, the chesed that God did for us. And therefore, because of something that he did for us, he has a claim on us. He can command us and we have to listen to him. Now you might say, well, why not everybody? Hashem created the whole world. Hashem created every human being. Shouldn't everyone have to listen? Why do the Jewish people have so many more obligations, so many more mitzvos? And that's the answer is no, because you uniquely and exclusively as the Jewish people, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Therefore you, I gave you great and special chesed, great kindness. Therefore, dafka you, more than any other nation in the world, have more mitzvos. A second answer, which is also in the Ibn Ezra, as well as in the Rebbe of Achaye, is that this is something unlike the creation of the world, in which every person who was standing at Har Sinai at the time, they themselves had just gone through, only a few weeks earlier, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. It was giving an example to the people of what they saw with their own eyes, what they personally experienced. That's much easier to connect to than a revelation that God created the world, which is abstract, and no one was there, and it's obscure, and it's complicated. This everyone saw, no one could contradict. And if you're familiar with the Kuzari, you know this is an idea that he takes very much and runs with, the idea that there's something uniquely powerful about Judaism's claim to truth, because our most significant revelational moment was one that could not have been fabricated, but rather was seen by approximately 2 million people. So the Ibn Ezra is not talking about a proof, but the Ibn Ezra is making this very point for why Hashem chose to identify himself that way. Because it's something that they all relate to. Doesn't matter how smart or not smart, intellectual, not intellectual. If you saw it with your own eyes, you could relate to Hashem that way. And last but not least, I want to just circle back to something we mentioned before, that the Rambam does count this as a mitzvah. But more importantly than whether he counts it as a mitzvah or not, is the fact that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah formulates the mitzvah as that Yesod HaYesodos Amar HaChachmos, what's this most foundational commandment? Leida Sheisha Matzei Rishon, to know that there's a prime cause, to know that there's a God who created the world, etc., etc. And many Mefarshim note, why did the Rambam use the term Leida, to know? He actually does not say to believe in God. I start off the shir by saying it's the mitzvah here is to believe in God. The Rambam says it's to know God. So some explain, and this you can find similarly ideas in the Beis Halevi, in the Shlach HaKadosh, that Leida, as opposed to Emunah, has to do with things which are not just based on tradition or blind faith, but things which can be proved, which are logical, which are rational. And perhaps the Rambam is arguing that we should all try to, as best to our intellectual ability, to rationally investigate, try to prove and understand God, not just because we feel it, so to speak, or because our parents told us. However, I'll conclude with mentioning what I think is a more profound and instructive even an explanation, especially in our generation, and that is the insight of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik, one of the Tshuva drushes in Ahal Tshuva, says it's rather, what does Leida mean? It's not because of something more intellectual or scientific or rational, but rather, Milashon, as the Torah says in Bereishis Perek Dalid, V'adam Yada Es Chava Ishto. And obviously the Yada and that pasuk refers to something very intimate and a very close and constant and incredibly intimate relationship, not abstract or merely intellectual, but a total connection, total connected awareness. And we find other places in Tanakh where Leida means something similar. For example, later in Bereishis Perek Yud Chet, when Hashem is attesting his love of Avraham, Ki Yedativ Lamanash Yitzavas Banav Ves Beso Acharav. God says, I know. And Rashi says, what does I know? Lashon Shel Chiba. It's not about intellectual knowledge, but rather intimacy, closeness, Chiba. And that, says the Rav, that is this mitzvah. Not only to know and to believe in Hashem, but to make Hashem a connected, permanent, regular, close part of our lives. Not something abstract, not the commander in the ivory tower in the sky, but Leida, to know, to be close, to be connected at all times. Not easy to do, but I think if we can, and if that's the goal, and we realize that's the goal, incredibly meaningful if we can live up to the demands and the aspirations of that interpretation of this first of the Dibros.